540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. With hundreds still listed as missing, officials on Maui now put the number of dead from last week's wildfires at 111. This is the island's emergency management chief resigned, citing health reasons.
I had a tense exchange with Herman Andaya during a news conference on Wednesday when I asked him about his decision to not sound the island sirens.
Do you regret not sounding the sirens?
I do not. The public is trained to seek higher ground in the event that the siren is sounded.
Andaya's resignation is effective immediately. Maui County officials say it's because of health reasons. Maui Mayor Richard Blisson said in a statement he and his team would be placing someone in this key position as quickly as possible. Jonathan Bigliotti, CBS News, Maui.
And there's a dangerous wildfire situation now in Canada. Residents of Yellowknife, capital of the Northwest Territories, on the move tonight, warned to be out of the area by noon Friday as another big wildfire approaches. Southern California is bracing for something different and pretty unfamiliar, a tropical storm named Hillary, seemingly heading for San Diego, LA, and the coast.
You're looking at like a winter-like storm now in the summer in places that are not used to this amount of rain. And that really is the huge concern here. In addition, you'll have the winds gusting 40, 50, 60 miles an hour, so you could have the power outages and problems there.
CBS News forecaster David Parkinson. CBS News learns the suspected mastermind of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and four co-defendants could escape the death penalty with a plea deal.
Through the years, there have been proposals to move the trials from military tribunals to civilian court, but that idea faced stiff resistance in Congress, worried about the security and the costs of moving cases out of Gitmo.
Correspondent Scott McFarland. There was a small protest outside the Indiana governor's residence in Indianapolis. People upset and worried about a proposal to cap Medicaid reimbursement money for autism services, practically cutting it in half. Sarah Clark of the Lighthouse Autism Center fears many parents of autistic children will not be able to make up that difference.
In the region I work in, I'm in Anderson, Indiana, we're looking at 100% of people that we serve losing access.
A change of Monday plans for ex-President Donald Trump.
Trump had promised to hold a news conference next week to release a report that he said would prove there had been fraud in the 2020 presidential election in Georgia. Now Trump says he has canceled that press conference and his attorneys will put his arguments in court filings instead.
CBS's Christopher Cruz. And Trump's lawyers also want his federal election conspiracy trial held almost 3 years from now in April of 2026. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Direct from the Dairy States, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, the Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Big Newton lover, of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
I'm sorry, I'm really riled up this morning.
Why is that a thing? How can that be a thing?
Yeah, it shouldn't be a thing.
Just what a... I want to swear. I want to swear so badly.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Responsible for keeping the Brewers in Wisconsin. 844-967-2789. If you've been following along with the months-long saga now of how are we going to pay for renovations for American Family Field to keep the Brewers past 2030, there was a bit of an update this morning. Molly Beck wrote an article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. They started like this. The Milwaukee Brewers could start looking for a new home this fall if state and local officials fail to reach agreements by then on a taxpayer-funded package to fund improvements to American Family Field required in the team's lease with the state. So it's a process that could lead them to boom towns of Charlotte, North Carolina, or Nashville, Tennessee. And the article goes on to talk about the deal that Evers had proposed in his budget proposal back in February. Talks about how Republicans in the legislature rejected that deal and have yet to introduce their own. They said at one point, Robin Voss said at one point that he was going to had a self-imposed deadline of July 4th. That is obviously gone. But they still have not, I have not read any proposals besides the fact that they want local governments to be involved in paying for it. So potentially bringing back the stadium sales tax. And local officials, not very interested in that. So where does the buck stop? Who is responsible for keeping the Brewers in Wisconsin? I would love to hear from you on this. 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. And we have a special guest. No, it is not Wednesday. It is indeed Friday. But I know someone very near and dear to this show who feels passionately about this. And so, Greg Bach.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Do you have feelings?
Lots. So many feelings about this.
Who do you think is responsible for keeping the Brewers in Wisconsin?
The people who own the company.
The owners?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that the state and the city and, you know, I think that we do get money. You know, there are economic advantages to having a baseball team. But I think it's the team that should be coming to us with a deal that says this is what we're going to do. A split of, you know, 60, 40, 70, 30, however the split is, if you want to get super technical. But we will provide this much. You will provide this much because you get this much economic advantage from it. we will pay because this is our team and this is, you know, but that's not it. It is local governments. It is the governor. It is politicians running around scrambling, saying, how do we do this? While the Brewers are sitting there with their pockets out going, we don't know what to do. Can you help us? Signed, billionaires. I think that the team is responsible for, if not the total upkeep, a portion of it.
But they don't own the building.
They don't own the building, but they reap the benefits of the building. So they do have a stake in this. It's not like they're like, well, we just show up. I mean the uniforms are washed when we get here. I mean, we don't know anybody. I don't even know the guy who mows the lawn. No, there is an economic impact and people benefit from it, but it shouldn't just be the taxpayers who pay for it all. We did that last time. Mm-hmm. We do it every time. Mm-hmm. I just saw a VR 3D rendering of the $2.1 billion Tennessee Titans stadium that's going to be built. Do you think the owners are going to pay a dime for that? No. It's going to come through tax money, through the state, through local government. And guess what? Not everyone likes football. Not everyone likes baseball. Mm-hmm. And I was telling Jane before the show started, when I wasn't a baseball fan a couple years ago, I didn't care anything about this. People were like, the stadium tax. I'm like, it's a penny. Who cares? Now that I am a baseball fan, I hate this so much because I feel like it's a slap in the face that they're just like, well, you got to fix it. You got to help us. It's not up to you guys to do it. So we'll just, and if you don't do it, by the way, guess what? If you don't do it, we're going to go to Charlotte.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like, do they have the leverage and the power that they don't have to? Because yes, there are other places that they could go. I mean, because in the veiled threat or in the very real scenario that the A's are leaving Oakland and they're going to Vegas.
The case in point, the best point is right here in our backyard, the Bucks. The Bucks were like, if you don't give us money for the Burrito Pfizer Forum, it looks like a burrito to me, the Burrito Pfizer Forum, we're going to take our ball, literally, and go home. And we're going to go somewhere else. Said by a man whose son ran for office, and between the two are worth a lot of money. So to me, this...
Even more now, because he sold his stick.
To me, this whole thing of, is crying wine, we need your help. And if you don't help us, we're not going to do anything. We're going to leave. It's just, I'm tired of it.
No, I know. But I'm saying, because in the alternative, though, if they have the upper hand, they being the owners,
yeah,
that they're like, if you don't fund this, we will leave.
Yeah.
Is it worth calling their bluff and have potentially having the team leave?
I don't think so, honestly, because I think they don't care at the end of the day.
Who is it responsible for staying here?
Well, we are by de facto then, but you're asking me the question, who is? I'm going to tell you it's either the team or a mixed of the two.
Okay.
What you're saying is, who needs to save it then? We have to, because we have no choice. If we want to keep it, Tony Evers doesn't want to be the governor who lost the Brewers on his watch. So we have no choice. So we're basically being blackmailed into this.
Yeah, I know.
This is highway robbery, extortion. So to me, they don't care about the team. If they're like, oh, I guess we'll just change the colors of the team, change the name, turn it to Nashville, I don't know, the Twangers or Guitar Pickers, and welcome baseball to Tennessee. And
Spittoons.
The Spittoons, you know.
Oh, we're talking about we're asking the question,
spicy
who
today
is responsible for keeping the Brewers in Wisconsin? Would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. We got Travis on the phone. Travis, who's responsible for keeping the Brewers in Wisconsin?
Well, hate to bring up a sports metaphor, but this should be a team effort.
Da-da-da!
In thinking the same way. The Brewers don't own the stadium.
Yep.
They lease that stadium. So when your furnace goes out at your rental home, do you put that new furnace in, or does your landlord put that new furnace in?
The landlord.
So, right. So the city or the stadium district is the landlord of the stadium. So they need to be partially responsible for whatever upgrades that stadium needs. That's my point of view.
Okay. And that's fair. I think
so. Then further than that, Travis, because that becomes, how do we fund it? And so then, do you have thoughts on what Evers' plan was originally versus a pending Republican plan versus going back to, where are you located out of, Travis?
I live in Greenfield.
Greenfield. So you're Southeast Wisconsin. So would you be okay, like, bringing the stadium tax back?
I didn't notice that it left. So, yes.
There you go.
We don't notice these things when they leave. We have them for a while, and everybody complains about them right up front, and then you forget that it's happening.
So your number one priority is that the Brewers stay, no matter, and you think that the government does play a role because they own the building.
Absolutely. The government plays a huge role. And the amount of money that we lose over the next 20 years, if the Brewers aren't here, is pennies compared to what it's going to take, what it's going to cost to get them to stay.
Good point. Thanks for the call, Travis.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, if you want to chime in, either text or phone. Karina from Milwaukee. Good morning, Karina.
Good morning. Well, I'm agreeing with the rental situation, but also I don't charge my own, you know, the service guy who's coming to change my furnace for a ticket to get into my apartment either. So I've been charged for a ticket. I've been charged for taxes. I don't even go there, watch for it, and I cannot even tell myself saying, okay, fine, I don't have maybe kids, like some people don't do, but they do pay for schools, for all the municipal use, even though they don't use it, because it's a future generation. We need to educate kids. We need to make sure that we have a educated next generation. What good do I get from the Brewers? Nothing. I don't have an interest in this sport, neither in the building, neither in anything like that, but I'm forced to pay for it, besides the point, only because I live in Milwaukee. The rest of the state, which are receiving the money from it and having a share from it as we know it, and we did talk about it, they do absolutely nothing. And when we need money in Milwaukee, they put more taxes on the people who live in Milwaukee.
So you're saying you don't think it should be paid locally through taxes and it should be a statewide funding, or that...
Yes.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. Yeah. So as far as, like, it's a responsibility of the state, not for the region.
Which was mentioned in the article about David Crowley saying this should not come from the county, this should come from the state because it's state funding. But David Crowley also then said, well, we'll revisit it and we might help. Because now people are feeling the pressure.
Well, and also now the city is also getting a sales tax, and there's more money to be gained from the city and the county by people going to Brewers games.
Yeah. I mean...
Thanks for the call, Karina.
I don't disagree. Honestly, I don't disagree with either one of them. I do think that there is a joint partnership that needs to happen. But once again, it can't just be the Brewers standing back going, we need your help. What are you willing to put into it with your money as owners, as executive, the whole thing, the organization of the Brewers that makes lots of money off of this? What do they put into it? Like, what is their financial stake?
I mean, this. I feel like this brings to a bigger conversation of just, like, the constant welfare we have from billionaires,
yeah,
and corporations.
They need help,
yeah,
and that they because they. It's also because they have leverage,
mm-hmm.
And but it's just the money that they are in a position to gain and not spend. That this is just another example of. But ultimately, I don't think no one wants to lose the Brewers. I don't think the Brewers want to leave. The government, obviously, as you said, Governor Evers doesn't want to be the governor who lost the Brewers. A lot of us, even for people who I think aren't necessarily huge, maybe not Karina, sports fans are like, there is a nostalgia there, right?
Yeah.
But, like, who's gonna fall on the sword? Where is this going to come from?
We will.
All right. We're going to keep talking about this after the break. Who's responsible for keeping the Brewers in Wisconsin? 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
A perfect day starts with perfect breakfast. Start your day with Brunch It Up. Our experts are serving up the ultimate brunch experience. Our menu is loaded with inventive dishes from chicken and waffles to cinnamon roll pancakes. Try unique cocktails like Brunch Bloody Mary with house-infused vodka. Come brunch it up over bottomless mimosas or a midday pick-me-up. Or with the whole family for an unforgettable Sunday brunch. Brunch It Up in Milwaukee, Brookfield, or Cedarburg from 7 to 3 on weekdays and 8 to 3 on weekends. Let's brunch it up.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Clear skies overnight with lows around 53. Winds out of the northwest around 5 miles an hour. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Highs level off around 76. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 57. Mainly sunny skies and calm Saturday with daytime highs approaching 83. 88 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 54 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere, and we are talking about in Hawaii right now. The governor there is exploring the options to create a moratorium on any property purchases to fend off predatory developers who've already been contacting homeowners and landowners in Maui who have just, you know, lost everything, asking them if they would like to sell their land because they are seeing dollar signs. And while I think many of us feel like that is gross from the side of the developers, is it the role of the government to step in and stop it? And I don't know, you know, and I think, I don't know. I mean, because if you're that desperate and you want to be able to sell, it just feels really soon.
Absolutely. But again, is it the government's role to step in and say, no, you can't sell?
I mean, I think depending on what the, like, unfettered fair market sometimes has bad outcomes. And so if your job as the government, depending on what you define that to be, is to protect your citizens, I'm assuming that a lot of these developers are not residents of Maui right now. Don't know that for sure. But as far as protecting them from, you know, already Maui's no different. Hawaii is the most expensive state to live in and has already priced out so many natives, so many residents where they, you know, they're spending way over 30% of their income on housing, whether it's rent or mortgages. I think the average single, I read this morning, the average single family home in Maui, $1.2 million.
Wow.
That's the average.
Wow. And I'm sure it's nothing spectacular either.
Yeah. And so, you know, in the face of trying to rebuild this in the best interest of the people who were living there, do you just let, you know, do you not put some protections up from them just like being able to sell to people who do not have the best interest of the people who live there? 844-967-2789.
We were talking about the difference between psychopaths and sociopaths. Dexter from the, because we need our pathies distinguished. 262 says sociopaths have no ability to empathize with others. So the people offering these deals are just like Donald Trump.
Ah.
And from the 262 in Wisconsin, approximately 54% of all homes are now rentals.
In Wisconsin?
In Wisconsin. According to the texter from the 262.
Well, we talked about that. I can't remember if it was last fall or earlier this spring of you know, developers, in at least in the Milwaukee area, like the incentive to build condo buildings has plummeted. And so for, you know, the what was kind of a normal transition in our area, which was, you know, a couple ages, they no longer need as much space in their single family home. They downsized to either a smaller home or to a condo. But the problem has been there's no condos to buy, because I think especially in the last 10 years, there just has not been the same incentives to build condo buildings versus building more apartments. And so that's kept like a bottleneck, and also has added to how incredibly high more like houses, how the housing market is right now.
Right.
844-967-2789.
Andrew from Maine is joining us. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, ladies. I just wanted to kind of give a quick anecdote from an experience that my parents went through. So they live in the western coast of Oregon, and in 2020, their house burned down as part of a wildfire. Oh. It took them about a year and a half to actually be able to put a house back on their property. Fortunately, they had insurance, so they were able to get a payout pretty quickly. And so that was allowed them to find other housing. What they ended up doing was actually buying a travel trailer, parking it behind the fire station where my dad volunteers, and stayed there for about a year while they waited for a new manufactured house to be built, because the company they were going through had so many orders from the California wildfires that they were like a year out.
Yeah.
And then, of course, once it gets there, then they've got to clean up the property, put it in place, get it put together, and all of that. And that was without any government assistance or waiting for the government to come along.
So, you know,
depending on what the Hawaiians have for insurance and how quickly FEMA can
get in there.
Get in there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a really good point. But I guess where, and you also just think about island life in general, like, because where they go, if they do sell their land, because it's, you know, because it's a faster transaction than waiting for the government or FEMA or maybe even insurance. But you don't want to leave. Like, where do you go?
Right. You know, and then the transient housing market, the hotels and stuff, are now flooded with even Red Cross paying for the displaced locals.
Mm-hmm.
That runs out very quickly. My parents, you know, one of the things they ran into is they couldn't find a room in their town. Fortunately, they had options, so it wasn't a big deal for them. But for somebody else, I mean, if you don't have anywhere to go, where do you go?
Where do you go?
So,
well, thank you for listening all the way from Maine.
Yeah, yeah. How did you find us?
TikTok.
Oh, nice. Excellent. That's awesome. Well, thank you for listening and thank you for calling and thank you for that perspective. I think that's a good one. It's a good one to think about. And, you know, thanks for the call, Andrew.
Thanks, Andrew.
I saw something the other day that was eye-opening. It was like, you are more likely to be a climate refugee than a billionaire. Just keep that in mind.
Happy days.
All right, we got another person on the call online. We'll take that call when we come back. If you would like to call and weigh in on this topic, 844-967-2789. You can call, you can text, and then we'll also get to the good, the bad, and the revenge when we get back for the next segment. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News brief. Facing much criticism of steps taken or not taken before, during, and after Maui's deadly wildfire crisis last week, the head of the island's emergency management agency resigned, says for health. Meantime,
FEMA officials tell me many of the victims have been found in their homes and in their beds. Many are likely children and had no idea the flames were approaching.
Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti. Southern California does not see tropical storms much, but could soon see Hurricane Hillary, currently a very strong Category 4.
The last time that we had a landfalling tropical storm in Southern California would have been 1939. That's before we named storms. So that gives you an indication of how long ago it was.
Forecaster David Parkinson. In Indiana, proposed limits on Medicaid funding of autism therapy programs had protesters outside the home of the governor.
I just know that our schools cannot, in January, absorb these kids, and the needs of these children won't be met in the schools.
Legislator Becky Cash, CBS News Brief. I'm Tom Foti.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on, along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair, and we're wrapping up our conversation around the dilemma of what you do with people who are, you know, fairly stranded and lost. Their homes have burned down, and there is now developers who are reaching out to them asking if they would like to sell. And the governor of Hawaii is looking into a moratorium of keeping that from happening. But the bigger question is, should they? Or should it just be the individual choice of each person can decide whether or not they think that's a good deal or not? 844-967-2789.
Tom from LA. Good morning, Tom. Thanks for hanging on through the break.
Good morning. First off, we the people collectively are the government, and we must never forget that. This is a great time, Kristen, to talk about the difference between public, which is we the people, versus private, which I don't think many people in America even understand the difference. And public means that it's nonprofit. Public means that it's our tax dollars at work, and we all collectively enjoy from that, such as roads, except for the ones that are privatized. Privatized means that it's all about making a profit. You could call it profitize if you want. But it's really important that people understand the difference between these two terms, because one is about we the people and one is about private enterprise and making a profit. And that's, you know, we all collectively put our tax dollars into a pot, and that's what gives us the public library. That's what gives us public parks. Mm-hmm. That's what gives us hopefully public health care or Medicare for all someday, or college tuition. We're all putting our money into it. So therefore, it is actually, free or close to free because we've already paid for it. It's not that you're getting it for free. It's just that you're prioritizing your dollars to go towards the public at large. And it's not for profit. That's the biggest thing. These guys are doing this in Maui. Are the for-profit raiders, and they are trying to privatize that land because once it's privatized, we the people have no more say in terms of what happens with it. When it's in the public, it is the government or we the people that actually have the say in it, and we can vote out people that are not in our corner in terms of whatever it is that we want to have happen. If it's privatized, you cannot. They are private owners, and they own that land. They can do whatever they want to it. You have no control over it whatsoever.
So I'm assuming you're in favor of a moratorium in Maui?
I am definitely in favor of a moratorium in Maui. I have seen it over and over again, like the gentleman said before, in California. First of all, they privatized their electrical systems, and that's one of the reasons why we had the fires in Upper Northern California, because they didn't take care of the upgrades that a public utility would take care of. Because, again, public is all of our money combined together to actually be able to have a nonprofit system that actually benefits all the people. Private, if they will go ahead and they will look at what's in the best interest of the profit. And when they find out what's in the best interest of the profit, that's where they go, and the shareholders and whatever it might be. So they may not be looking out for safety, or they may not be looking out for things like that that you would want them to look out for.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call, as always, Tom. And it is something they are now thinking that it was an electrical fire.
Oh, boy.
And Hawaii's top utility is accused of years of mismanagement. And there's a lawsuit that was obtained by NBC News that Hawaii Electric is accused of failing to take action to mitigate the chance of disaster, which is not unlike accusations of PG&E in California.
Absolutely.
And there is something as far as the responsibility, you know, if we privatize our energy companies and then they don't
fulfill their part of the bargain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's too expensive.
Because that is part of investigation now as far as what happened. But there's part of the people are wondering, like, why did it take so long for people to know that they should be evacuating? And that was part of pointing fingers at the communication systems, because really the only thing they had in place with the sirens was more for tsunamis and hurricanes, right. Not really fires.
Right.
But there was also the fact that they didn't turn the power off as things were starting. And so This story is certainly not over. But I just think it's an interesting thing for us to think about as far as when disaster strikes, there's always going to be there's going to be the helpers, as Mr. Rogers says, sure. Look for the helpers.
Right.
And then there's also going to be the people who are the carpetbaggers looking to profit. So moving on, was that a new rendition of Good, Bad, and the Ugly?
You would be amazed how many covers there are of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Which, who made that one?
This is from Southern Raised. Yesterday, okay. I believe it was the Great Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain.
I didn't know that the Great Britain had a Great Ukulele Orchestra.
See what you learn on this show?
Could you see Paul ever being caught dead with a ukulele?
No.
if you're new to the show, Jane is married to a Brit who is not a ukulele player.
he would not be a ukulele kind of guy. But yes, I'm planning. There's a metal version of it that I will probably download in the next couple of weeks. See what else I can find.
Well, that's great. All right. Well, some good news. Wisconsin's Attorney General Josh Call has announced that temporary funding that will help keep school safety office open. Yes, the Wisconsin's Office of School Safety is using temporary pandemic relief funds to help continue services after that was cut from the budget.
Who cut that?
The Republicans.
Oh, okay.
Which is silly because this was a program, this was a department that was created under Scott Walker.
No kidding.
Because it was created shortly after the mass shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida. And the office, its intention is to was developed and maintained critical incident response teams for every region of Wisconsin. And it also runs a hotline called Speak Up and Speak Out, which has fielded over 7,000 reports of bullying, suicidal thoughts, sexual abuse, mental health crises, and school threats since 2018 when it was in its inception.
Well, that sounds pretty effective then.
It sounds effective, and it sounds like something that we should keep funding. So at least for now, the Department of Justice in Wisconsin reallocated $1.3 million from ARPA to extend operations for the office, which they're then hoping that this will give them enough time to figure something out with lawmakers for ongoing funding for the office.
They just don't want to give Governor Evers a win in anything. You can't make him. You can't let him look good, Kristen.
I know, but it's because this feels like, you know, sometimes you're like, is the program working? Are we just funding this to say that we're funding this? But it seems like this is something that was actually working, especially as we say this was the year of mental health, and so much of the asks to, you know, work on that were not met. This seems like one that it covers a lot of ground from, like we just said, from bullying to suicidal thoughts to sexual abuse, mental health, school threats. Like,
well, what I don't understand is after every mass shooting, although there are so many now it's only like the biggest mass shootings. All the Republicans' response to how to respond to this is more funding for mental health. Mm-hmm. And then when it comes to paying for it, they're like, well, we're not going to do that.
I know.
But it's all about mental health and never the guns.
Or the we need police.
We need more guns.
We need more guns in the schools. In some bad news, at least bad news for women's health, interesting news for the political atmosphere. Yesterday afternoon, the notoriously conservative Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals released its opinion on whether they're going to ban mifepristone, the main abortion drug. Its ruling would restrict the medication, but if you remember back in April, the Supreme Court blocked any changes to access during litigation, and so the drug is available now. That is important to say.
Reinforce.
But the ruling is now expected to be appealed, which means that the Supreme Court will likely hear this case in the middle of the 2024 campaign.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So,
gee, how is that going to work for them politically?
I don't know.
How this is a win.
Well, it's certainly not a win for women in general.
No,
it's not a win for women's health, but it is certainly keeping it in the forefront of people's minds. Because if this were to get banned, because this is the main drug in abortion access, it's something that this is challenging its ability to be through telemedicine and not necessarily have to have a doctor. Also, in you can take it up to 10 weeks. And if the Supreme Court were to continue in the favor of what's been how it's been ruled on in both the lower courts and the appeal courts right now, this makes if a person illegal or unavailable for states that where abortion is legal. So this becomes if the timing of this all works out, this becomes again keeping abortion front and center in next year's elections.
And I thought it was all about states' rights. What happened to states' rights? We want states' rights. Send it back to the states, Kristen. They're the ones who should decide. But we're going to ban it nationally anyway.
But yeah, the panel at the appellate court ruled on Wednesday, one, the anti-abortion doctor's challenge of the approval of mifepristone by FDA in 2000 is likely barred by a statute of limitations. The anti-abortion doctors did not demonstrate that they were actually injured by the 2019 approval of generic mifepristone. And the FDA's changes to mifepristone, which allows the drug to be mailed, allows medical professionals beyond a doctor to prescribe the drug, allows the pills to be prescribed by telemedicine, and lets patients take it up to 10 weeks of pregnancy, are likely unlawful.
And isn't there some comment in there about how doctors are suffering aesthetic injuries? There's some ridiculous.
Yeah.
If they've looked at an ultrasound and the pregnancy ends, the doctors are harmed by this.
Yeah. So that's the bad news. All right. Then I have two of the miscellaneous. Do you want to hear about pumpkin spice or a woman gets her revenge?
Oh, let's do revenge.
I knew you would pick that one. Ex-boyfriend owes woman $1.2 billion in revenge porn case.
Wow. Billion?
Billion with a B. He said she'd spend the rest of her life trying to wipe herself from the internet. Now he'll spend the rest of his life trying to wipe his debt clear. A Texas woman identified by her initials DL has been awarded $1.2 billion by a jury following a lawsuit against her ex for subjecting her to years of harassment that included the dissemination of nude and intimate photos of her he collected without her knowledge.
Can't do that.
Jackson, the ex-boyfriend, obtained these photos by hacking into DL's home security system.
Wow.
And accessing cameras in her family's home. So these weren't just like, as much as people are like, well, you shouldn't take the pictures and you shouldn't send them to your boyfriend. No. These were things that he did not have, was not supposed to have access to, and then decided to distribute on the internet. So
sounds like justice.
Good for her. Yep. Sometimes justice prevails.
Nice to know.
All right, when we come back from the break, three headlines and a lie. Let's see how Jane does this week. You can play along at home. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
I'm Tony Burrell, Superintendent of the Wisconsin State Patrol. Public safety is our primary mission. Every day, our troopers and inspectors work hard to keep people and commerce moving safely. But drivers need to do their part. That means following these simple rules. Buckle up, phones down, slow down. Thanks for helping us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads.
A life-saving message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows level off around 53 overnight. Under clear skies, northwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 76. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Lows dip down to about 57. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Mainly sunny skies Saturday, with daytime highs approaching 83. 88 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 54 degrees.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. She is Jade Matinere. And if you ever needed a reason to watch the live stream instead of just listen to us, or go back, because we also post them after the live stream is done. We're posting individual interviews on YouTube that are about, you know, 10 to 12 minutes long. We have some of our short clips from the show on there. So definitely check us out on YouTube, but you can also watch the live stream on Facebook and Twitter. But Michael just left a comment on the YouTube live stream that I have up there right now. It says, I'm happy I'm watching the YouTube because Jane's eye rolls are my favorite part of the show. And then Andrew left responded with, much agreed, Michael.
Thanks, you guys. That is so funny. And quite honestly, though, in my last incarnation, I wouldn't let myself be on camera there because I cannot not roll my eyes when I hear BS. I just can't. And therefore, I could never be a congressional staffer. I could never sit adoringly behind, you know, President Voss and not make faces. It just, it's not, just, I can't, do,
can't
it.
Do it.
I can't do it. I can't.
I'm not very good at it either.
No.
I would say... The face I make sometimes with callers versus how I actually respond, my responses are much more, they're diplomatic and thoughtful.
Than your face.
My face sometimes is like, what are you talking about? What are the words leaving your mouth right now?
We have non-diplomatic faces, Kristen. It's just the way it is.
All right. Well, before we jump to three headlines and a lie, we got Price on the phone. Price, what do you want to say?
Just a quick thing about where you're talking about the... Mifepristone or whatever, however it's pronounced.
Mifepristone, yeah.
So this is a thing where you know that there are some Republican strategists that are crapping their pants about this.
Yes.
Because they already caught the car with Roe. And now that car is moving and the dog's not looking good, because if this gets upheld by the Supreme Court, you know that the kooks on the far right side of the party are going to go after Griswold next. And that's something that the Democrats should really push, because if this gets done, they're going to say, well, now we have a precedent. So now we can go after Griswold. So now we can say that you don't have a right to birth control. You don't have a right to these medications to help you from keeping getting pregnant, or in this other cases of, you know, actual health care that's not even for birth, preventing a pregnancy, but a lot of people take birth control pills too for other medical reasons.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And if that gets restricted, this should be the thing that every single candidate in 2024 is talking about on the Democratic side, because that wing, that faction of the Republican Party is controlling everything, and it's such a small minority that the mainstream Republicans should really be sweating about this, because they know they're going to get hammered with Trump. In Texas, with Trump, with Cruz, who everybody hates, and if they're going to be going after birth control, that could be trouble. And that's all I got.
Oh, I totally agree. Thanks for the call, Price. I mean, that's what I said. It's not something to celebrate at all, because it obviously is bad for people who... It's bad, and it makes things very complicated politically for Republicans, who this has been again and again and again and again and again a losing issue.
But please also remember that banning all birth control is a goal. And it has been the goal for 30 plus years for right to life organizations.
Because that's one way to get birth rates back up.
Absolutely. That is a goal. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise.
All right, let's have some fun.
Okay.
Three headlines and lies.
Yes.
Three of these headlines are real. One is faker than someone telling you to let them know when you're there in town. Jane, can you spot the odd one out? All right, number one. Cops say aliens attacking Amazonian village are men with jetpacks. Number two. A Kansas grocery store now has the top podcast on Spotify.
A Kansas grocery store?
Kansas grocery store now has the top podcast on Spotify.
I like that.
Number three, scientists just discovered a strawberry-like Antarctic invertebrate with 20 arms.
Ew. Ew. Okay.
Okay. Florida village terrorized by peacocks plans to use vasectomies to solve the problem.
Do they live in the villages?
I don't know. I don't know if it's real or not. No follow-up questions.
All right, let's go through. What?
All right, so
three are real, one is a lie.
It's the same every week, Jane.
Okay, I'm getting my ground rules in order.
You're trying to figure out which one is the lie.
The lie. Gotcha.
Number one, cops say aliens attacking Amazonian village are men with jetpacks.
Okay.
Number two, a Kansas grocery store now has the top podcast on Spotify. Number three, scientists just discovered a strawberry-like Antarctic invertebrate with 20 arms.
Okay.
Four, Florida village terrorized by peacocks plans to use vasectomies to solve the problem.
I am going to go with the creature with 20 arms.
That's real.
That's real?
That's real.
The
Antarctic strawberry feather star is one of four new related species believed to have been discovered by a team of marine scientists. It's weird looking.
That's freaky.
It's really weird looking, but that one's real. I got that one from Gizmodo.
Wow.
All right.
Refresh my memory.
So you got the aliens attacking the village that are men with jetpacks. Okay. You got a Kansas podcast, and then you got the peacocks who are going to get vasectomies.
I'll go with the peacock vasectomies as the lie.
That one's also real.
Oh, for pity's sake.
Residents of Pinecrest have complained about peacocks damaging the community. And I'd read more of this, but we're running out of time. But so that one's also real. Peacocks are getting the snip.
Boy, I'm on a roll today. That leaves guys in jetpacks attacking Amazonian village.
That one is also real.
Oh, God. I am terrible
today.
They
seem armored like the Green Goblin from Spider-Man. But yes, that is real. And no, there is... That one's like the most verifiable that you could probably just look up on Spot.
Well, I wouldn't cheat like that. But, you know, I mean, there are... Our museum has really...
That's true.
Big following.
Yeah. The library.
The library.
The Milwaukee Library has a big following on social media. But yes, it is strikeout, Jay.
Wow. That was not a good
But those
good
were some
round.
Pretty good those were some pretty good real headlines. I'll send you I'll put all of these in the show notes today, but we gotta take a break for the top of the hour news. When we come back, an extra long public service announcement with Kristen Lyerly. She'll be here. We're talking cancer. Talking a bunch of different stories. If you have questions, 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
Sweet little lies. Tell me lies. Tell me lies. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media weather team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.